Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you, Josh, for those songs. We're going to look today at the concept of fear. I know growing up, there was things that I was scared of. You know, a lot of people are scared of the dark, scared of dogs or, you know, Stacy doesn't even look like looking at pictures of spiders. There's a lot of things we're scared of. People are scared of heights. People are scared of water, things like that, snakes. But we're going to look at the concept of fear today. There's bad fear. There's fear of things that are in a bad situation, such as fear that paralyzes you from acting. A lot of times people get scared and they can't even react. It keeps them from thinking rational. It keeps them from sometimes even moving. That's a bad fear. Fear that crumbles your faith. Fear of something that you lose faith in God over. A fear that causes you to doubt and question even the existence of God. That's a bad fear. Fear of others, peer pressure. Worrying about what other people think. Making your actions based on what everybody else will think of you because of. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't live our lives to be respected and well thought of. I'm not saying that. But the fear, making all your decisions based on whether other people will agree with it or not. The fear of peer pressure. Some people, the fear of dealing with issues. They can't deal with something. So rather than dealing with it, they just won't. Am I hitting home at all with anybody? You know, like the guy in the picture, we've got to sometimes clean our ears out because we got our head stuck in the sand. I've known people like that are just so scared of facing the issue that they don't. And usually that issue mushrooms and grows, doesn't go away. Fear of things, now I'm stepping all over my toes here. Fears of things we can't control. Fear of things we have no control over. Worrying about tomorrow. My dad used to always say, when you worry about tomorrow, you always got to pay interest on it. And you're worrying about things that may never even come to pass. There's some good fear. We're going to look at that down the road. But there's some good fear. Using logic and common sense. A respect of God. To fear God and what he's capable of. That's a good fear. Consequences. You know, touching hot stoves, a respect for guns. I love guns. I know Don loves guns. He's got a ton of them. But you know what? You respect them. You respect what they can do. You know, I'm not going to be going and putting my head in the mouth of a lion or playing around with snakes. I've got a healthy fear of those things. I'm not going to play around with drugs. I'm scared to death of those. fear of the devil and losing salvation. That's a good fear. Mm-hmm. Hope we all have that one. That the devil is real. And we can lose salvation. I want us to look at the bad fear today. Guess what next week's sermon is going to be about? Good fear. In Exodus 4:1, Moses was worried about peer pressure. One of his many excuses why he couldn't serve God was peer pressure. Then Moses answered and said, "But suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say, 'The Lord hasn't appeared to you.'" God was telling him to do something. Who cares what other people think? Moses was getting hung up with what the Israelites will say. What will they think? Rather than what God thought. A little bit later in verse 10 says, "Then Moses said to the Lord, 'Oh my Lord, I am not eloquent. Neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue.'" He was worried about his abilities. What other people would think. You know, I'm not an eloquent speaker. When I go to them, God, what are they going to think? They're going to laugh at me. I'm not some great, you know, orator or anything. He was trying to get out of serving God. In John 9, this is the chapter where Jesus had healed a man that had been born blind. And the scribes and Pharisees, they had called this man in, wanted and questioned him, who healed you? How did you get healed and how do you see? He answered them, they even called his parents in. You know, we don't know how this happened. We weren't there. But this is our son, and he was born blind. We can testify to that. And it says in verse 22, his parents said these things because they feared the Jews. For the Jews had agreed that if anyone confessed that he was Christ, he would be put out of the synagogue. Talk about peer pressure. That's a bad fear. Worrying that other people will disagree with you and put you out of the synagogue. In John 12:42 says, "Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him." This is sad to me. This is very sad. "Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue." Letting other people stand between you and salvation because of what other people think and what other people might do. In Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4, this is the passage that Dick read earlier. We see, "Whenever I am afraid, I will trust you. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me?" When you boil it all down, that idea of peer pressure, what is the worst man can do to me? I guess they can kill me. Death, where is your sting? Where is your victory? Is that all you got? The fear of death? Psalm 56:11 says, "In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" Says the same thing in Hebrews 13. "So we may boldly say, 'The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Or do we have that hanging over our heads in fear? Just like if somebody turned out the lights, or if there's a snake, you know, are we worrying about those things? What can man do to me? In Isaiah 41, in verse 10, it says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." That's comforting. That's comforting there, that God is reassuring us. He will help us. His right hand will be there for us. Revelation 2:10. The Apostle John recorded that Jesus says, "Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer." In this period of time, the Christians were enduring a great deal of persecution. They were being thrown in prison. They were being killed. They were suffering tremendously at the hands of men. Just like we saw, what can man do to me? They can do some atrocious things. "Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested. And you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." Don't fear those things. You may face tribulation for a specific, short, given period of time. But it's not going to be forever. It's not going to be eternity. What's eternity is heaven. We will all have eternal life. Where we spend it is up to us. "Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." Matthew 6:34. Jesus has been talking here in what we refer to as the Sermon on the Mount. And he started back earlier in the chapter, you know, don't worry about what you're going to wear. Women, you ever worry about that? You know, does this make me look nice or whatever? Don't worry about what you're going to wear. Don't worry about what you're going to eat. And he goes on to say, God provides for the birds. They're a lot more valuable than a bird in God's eyes. And then the verse right before this in 33 says, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." And then in verse 34, he finishes up his thought, and Jesus says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." We got enough to worry about right now. We got enough to think about today. Don't worry about tomorrow too. We're not even sure if tomorrow will come. Don't let bad fear control your life. God is with us. If God is for us, who can be against us? What can man do to me? These are just some things I was thinking recently about this. We're living in some kind of unsettled times right now. A lot of people are worried. A lot of people have fear. God is with us. Don't let that kind of bad fear control you. Amen. Control you from living this life. And when we do, when we when we are fearful and scared, we're being robbed of this life, the here and now. So take courage. God is with us. Who can be against us?
Amen.
If you need to respond to the invitation through baptism, through repentance, through prayer, through identifying with us. Last Sunday night, many of you have met her. Lydia and her family have identified. They want to worship with us. She's not here this morning. We'll probably be here tonight. But we welcome Lydia and her family. And I'm going blank on her last name. Patino, it just came to me. It just came to me. Thank you. Lydia Patino, her husband Chris, and her children Jack and, I'm going blank on her, Stephanie, I think. Anyway. You can meet them tonight. Tonight we're going to be looking, I want to welcome you back if you can. We're going to be looking at Psalm 144 in our Sunday evening lesson tonight. If you need to respond to the invitation, don't let another moment go by being separated from God. Don't let another minute go by with sin in your life and without repenting. Whatever your need, please come forward while Josh leads us in the invitation. Let's stand and sing.